The Cottonwood Extension Agency recently completed grain sorghum hybrid plot strip trials in the area. Agent Stacy Campbell talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm very excited to talk to you, and thanks for joining us again this month. You have some grain variety plots that we want to talk about. There was one in Great Bend. I think you said you had just recently went out and checked on it or pulled it up. Well, you want to just tell us what you found?
Yeah, we had a grain sorghum hybrid variety plot in Barton County. I think we had 18 different hybrids from 9 different companies. And it was strip trials. So what strip trials means is it's, you know, one variety is planted next to the other one, next to the other one. And we do harvest it and get those yield results, and those are completed. They're up on our website at the Cottonwood Extension District. And so if guys want to look at that, it's available. Our website address is www.cottonwood.ksu.edu. And one of the reasons I mentioned it's a strip trial, James, is that it's not replicated. So replicated trials are where hybrids put out usually 4 different times randomly in different locations in the field. So that really helps out smooth the variability out, make it more accurate. So which goes into a lot more effort. And we don't do those trials typically, but the experiment stations do, like at Hayes and Garden City and Kobe and Tribune and Manhattan and so forth. And so those replicated variety trials are also posted on the K-State website. And probably the easiest way to assess them is if you would just type in to your internet browser box KSU grain sorghum test results. I think you would be able to get those to pop up, and you could look at those replicated results of a lot of different grain sorghum, corn, hybrids, soybeans. Also, you know, wheat was on there from back in the summer. And so we encourage guys to look at that information. And I guess something else to mention, James, is we have a soil sample instruments, tools. I guess I'm having trouble with the right word there, to where guys can come in and they can borrow it and they can go out and take soil samples of their field. And actually, I just got a new one in that you can hook to your cordless drill. It's an auger that goes into a bucket with the hoe in the bottom of it that you can go down and pull your samples and bring the dirt back up. So we loan those out. We also have feed probes that you can also hook to your cordless drill and drill into your round bales and take feed samples and send those off for protein, TDN, whatever, nitrates. So we loan those out. Just got a new hay probe, put new teeth on the other one, so they should be good to go. So just wanted to remind people of that as well.
That's very cool. Is there any cost associated with that, or?
Nope. We just loan them out. We just ask that guys, you know, get them back as quick as they can so the next guy can use it. They can send it off to whatever lab they want to. K-State has a soils lab. You can send it to that, or you can send it to a commercial lab. Also, we do a few things with feed samples, not a lot, protein and nitrates, but there's other, you know, commercial companies out there that'll also test for other things for their feed samples. So, no, it's just a service that we have. We just keep those here and just loan them out as guys need them. So just want to remind people of that. And also, I think I just mentioned to you, too, you know, just kind of keep reminding guys that, you know, we do have a website. We're on Twitter anymore, Facebook. So if you're interested in seeing what's going on, you know, maybe look us up there. Also, those grain sorghum variety results just went up on Facebook this morning. And so they're on our Facebook site, Be Cottonwood Extension. If you type that in, I'm sure you could find it. Same with Twitter.
Very cool. So, yeah, go check it out if you're interested in those results. Well, what else is going on down there?
Well, it's going to be, it's that time of year where I'm, you know, starting to plan winter programs for the producers. Obviously, with cattle, they're still busy kind of feeding and taking care of cattle, but they do have a little bit of time in the winter to come into some programs. So we'll be getting those scheduled, so kind of be looking out for those here in the next, probably put information out here in about December or right after the first of the year on different programs there. Of course, with COVID, that's always more of a challenge, but we'll do our best to try to have some different programs, and we'll have to probably do the social distancing, but we're going to try to have some different programs once again this winter for our ag producers here in Hays and in Great Bend. So, yeah, I kind of keep a lookout for that. Mentioning that, we do, James, have an electronic newsletter that we put out quarterly. If you want to receive that, you know, shoot us your email and we'll put you on that list, and we shoot that out via email about every quarter.
Awesome. Yeah, and you know what I like about those digital newsletters? It's multimedia, so it reads kind of like just a paper one would, but also there's integrated video and links and all
right.
kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. We're pushing ourselves to try to do more videos, and we're putting some of those in our newsletters. We actually even have a YouTube channel now, and actually I just visited with the weed scientist at the experiment station last month, and I'm about to get that video. I had to do some editing and stuff and learn how to do that on my cell phone, but finally got that done yesterday, and I'm going to get that video loaded up on our YouTube channel, and we've got some other videos up there. Encourage guys to maybe get out and look at that. And like I say, instead of me rattling off addresses, I think sometimes if people would just, type in the search box, Cottonwood Extension District, YouTube, you'd probably be able to find it, or, Cottonwood Extension District for our website or Facebook. So feel free to search us out. If you can't find us, give us a shout, and we'll sure give you those addresses.
Excellent. I'm actually testing it as you're talking about it, and yes, you just type in Cottonwood Extension District with whatever, you get exactly to where you need to go. Just
yep.
Google it.
yep. I'm finally figuring out it's pretty easy to search up stuff. If you just put in a keyword or two, you can usually get it to come up. And mentioning that, our phone number is 785-628-9430. We're still located at 601 Main Street. I think some people don't, since we've become a district and the building's kind of been remodeled some and the health department's not in the building, I think some people think we're not here anymore, but we're still here, same location, 601 Main, same phone number that we've had for over 20 years, and we're kind of like Motel 6, we'll leave the light on, so we're still here. Give us a shout.